You're listening to SBS News.
A 19-gun salute officially ended the 46th Parliament as the leaders try to make their mark on the first full day of the 2022 election campaign. But it was a rocky start for the opposition leader, who couldn't immediately recall the Reserve Bank cash rate or the latest unemployment figures.
What's the national unemployment rate?
National unemployment rate at the moment is, I think it's 5.4. I'm not sure what it is.
The unemployment rate currently stands at 4% and is tipped to drop to 3.75% later this year. Anthony Albanese later addressed the error.
Earlier today, I made a mistake. I'm human. But when I make a mistake, I'll fess up to it and I'll set about correcting that mistake. I won't blame someone else. I'll accept responsibility. That's what leaders do.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison was happy to supply the missing information before facing questions of his own and trying to explain the future of Liberal MP Alan Tudge.
Mr Tudge elected to stand aside. He is still a minister. He has not resigned his commission and nor has he been dismissed. We had a full independent inquiry into the matters, serious matters that were raised, and he was found that there was nothing that would prevent him continuing to serve as a minister.
Mr Tudge stood aside as Education Minister after a former staffer, Rochelle Miller, who he was in an extramarital relationship with, accused him of being abusive. He strongly denies the allegations and a review found insufficient evidence he had breached ministerial standards. Anthony Albanese says it's extraordinary he's still in cabinet.
Well, they're astonishing statements from the Prime Minister. We had a situation whereby he stood down, but apparently he still got his job in the cabinet. And I just find it remarkable, and it says it all about the chaos that is on the other side of politics.
SBS News has received information that the Department of Finance is negotiating compensation for Rochelle Miller over allegations of bullying, sexual harassment and discrimination during her time in Parliament. The taxpayer-funded settlement is expected to add up to more than $500,000. Mr Morrison refused to confirm that number, telling the Nine Network.
Oh, I can't. I have no knowledge of that. That's a private matter between her and the department, and so that is not a matter that I have any involvement in or have any oversight or visibility on.
The Prime Minister maintains the way is clear for Alan Tudge to return to cabinet if his government is re-elected. Krishani Danji, SBS News.